get me a vodka rocks.
Mom, it's breakfast.
And a piece of toast.
Stop now if you want. It gets crazy from here.
Allow me to introduce.
It's Bob Angel with Detox Mansion.
Which, by the way, is getting excellent reviews.
The era of the pajama boy is over January 20th, and the alpha males are back.
Okay, well, let's see. I'd rather set fire to my vulva.
On 91.5 WMFO. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Well, what do you say to that?
And here we go.
11:03. Good morning. It's Bob Angel. It is the Detox Mansion. We're going to be doing another, you probably heard enough tributes to Tom Petty, but hopefully mine will be a little bit different, bringing you a little talking action from Mr. Petty. But that's coming up in about 20 minutes from now. We're going to start with Joe Walsh, title track from Analog Man. It's 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Take so complicated. Soft hands are so frustrated. She never gets in the cars. Never let them tie you up. It's a big city's light of love. Sounds like rams and frosted mugs. You gotta get back out there. Flat champagne and inbound trains. Soft hands and fan pains. Never let them tie you up. It's a big city's light of love. 2 years off some fairy town. She dresses up and she spins around. Little looks and a small little talk. Heartbreak hurts, but you can dance it off. 3 years on some prairie town. She dresses up and she spins around. She never lets them tie her down. It's a big city, and that's just so much love. Once you're out there, everything's possible. There might be a fight, there might be a miracle. Losing your grip, it feels so incredible. Let the city live your life for you tonight. Once you're out there, everything's possible. Even the bad nights, they aren't all that terrible. Lost in your grip, it feels so incredible. Let the city live your life for you tonight.
I could be right, I could be wrong.
got to find out who does that. The woman singing in there. I had Cahill here a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't ask him about that great voice that provided the vocal on This Heart Won't Wait Around. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That is Cahill, a Boston band, and a brand new record from them. The album's called Lost Renewed, and we heard This Heart Won't Wait Around. Before that, it was Public Image Limited. Some people just call them Pill. And we heard Rise from their album. I love saying that. The Hold Steady before that from their 2014 release, I think. That is correct. Teeth Dreams came out in 2014 with Hold Steady and Spinners. And we started with Joe Walsh from his most recent album, although it won't be for long. He's got another one due out any time now. But we took the title track from Analog Man to get the Detox Mansion show flowing. It is August 15th at 11:24 on Sunday, August 15th. Halfway through October already, and we're talking about beach weather. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you. It looks like a beach day today. We got sunshine that some people might still have some fog to burn off, but once that's gone, it's going to be near 80 degrees in the Boston area and northward. I guess the Cape will be a little bit cooler at around 70 degrees, but you know, if you want to go to Revere Beach, man, go to Revere. Sit on the beach. Jump in the water. It'll be fun. Tonight, clear skies, mainly clear skies, low around 58. Tomorrow, it gets a lot cooler. It'll be sunny all day, but it's only going to be 60 degrees. But if you wait till later in the week, we're going to be back into beach weather with the 70s and 80s for temperatures. How can you go wrong with this? Right now on the campus of Tufts University, it is 70 degrees. Whoops, let's try a different button, shall we? Let's stop that, and let's do this one. And it's
trouble focusing in school. Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No. Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
All right, 11:26, Detox Mansion. Bob Angel here. Glad to have you along. And I haven't seen any requests. With a lot of people checking in on Facebook, please do that. It'll either be under my personal Facebook page. Angel is spelled 2 L's if you're looking it up. Or you can just go to 91.5 WMFO Facebook page and my posts there as well. So you can go either way. And request a song, and maybe you have a favorite Tom Petty song. Now, I'm going to do this Tom Petty thing. I thought back when the day he died, which was horrendous, because it also had the Las Vegas massacre on the same day that Tom Petty passed, I thought it was almost 2 weeks that I wouldn't get to do a tribute, but I've heard so many of them, even up until yesterday, so I can do that. I just feel a need to do it, you know, because Tom Petty was such a huge part of rock history, and the more you listen to him, the more you realize, my God, what a catalog this guy has. It's absolutely amazing. And we'll be hearing from Tom personally. I found some interesting things he says, or actually, my production buddy Keith Andrews, who does all those wonderful sweepers for me, is also... Whoops, I've lost my page. How did that happen? So anyway, there's a nice little production piece coming up with Tom Petty in it. But we're going to start with this one, Spike. 91.5 WMFO.
Truly are one of the great American rock groups. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
I want to thank you for 40 years of a really great time.
Spring down a dream that never would come to me.
There's a road, another joint.
Sometimes the song can come so fast that you're suspicious of where it came from.
I don't know, but I've been told you never slow down, you never grow old.
Stop dragging my heart around.
She's a good girl, loves her mama.
I got into rock and roll at age 10. I was collecting records, rock and roll records, not rock. This was rock and roll. The roll designates a swing.
I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you
are. The music overcame me at a very early age and has consumed my life. I love everything about it, all the people I've met and the great times I've had.
It's just the normal noises in here.
And I thank this rock and roll for the freedom it's given me And I thank the fans for such a wonderful life. And I thank God for all of it. Often stop me and say, hey, thanks, you've been the soundtrack of my life. What more can you ask for than for those songs to touch somebody that way? It's just beautiful.
I think he's just someone we all can love together. There's not really one sort of demographic, it's kind of just everyone.
Just too much, you know, it's just too good.
Jesus in America too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
The amazing Tom Petty, along with the Heartbreakers. I Need to Know from You're Gonna Get It. It's 91.5 WMFO. And a little tribute for Tom Petty there. He's, you know, I know he left us almost 2 weeks ago. It'll be 2 weeks ago tomorrow. But I don't know. I just felt I had to get that out of my system, you know. I Need to Know was from You're Gonna Get It. We heard American Girl off their debut album in 1976, self-titled debut. Jammin' Me came from Let Me Up, I've Had Enough in 87. Louisiana Rain from the incredible Damn the Torpedoes album. That was 1979. Free Fallin', I know you've probably heard, maybe have, that's one song you might have heard too much of in the last couple of weeks. But it's such a great one from his solo album. Full Moon Fever in 1989. We heard Night Watchman from Hard Promises. That was 1981. And Spike got us started from Southern Accents in 1985. What an artist. What a great artist. And I think I'm going to close the show with another Tom Petty track because he was just that important to me, to a lot of rock fans, and, you know, I still can't believe we live in a world that Tom Petty has already left. He was one of the last ones I expected to go. You know, we're all our baby boomer rock stars are getting to the age where it's bound to happen. But for some reason, you know, he had just finished a tour. He was talking about doing more music, and wow, it just came suddenly and out of the blue. So I love Tom Petty, and I know most of you do, too. It's 11:58, 2 minutes away from noontime. It's the Detox Mansion. My name is Bob Angel. Thanks for being here. Let's just get back into some more music. We need something new, something from the 21st century, something from 2017, in fact. Cheap Trick has a great new album called We're All Right. And this is The Rest of My Life from that album on 91.5 WMFO.